1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Teaming to campaign through Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin today, VP Kamala Harris, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Wyoming Republican, in Waukesha County, Wisconsin tonight. Cheney on Donald Trump.
If you wouldn't hire somebody to babysit your kids, like, you shouldn't make that guy the president of the United States. I mean, that's like...
At a Christian Believers in Ballots event in Concord, North Carolina, former President Trump said that his life has been in the hand of God, leading him to where he's today. Not amused that Mr. Trump told a story at a rally about other men admiring her father's private parts and locker room showers. Peggy Palmer Ware, daughter of the late golf great Arnold Palmer, disputing Mr. Trump's false claims about FEMA hurricane recovery money going to illegal immigrants, FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell.
No money out of the disaster relief fund has gone to anyone but somebody impacted by a disaster.
This is ABC News. More gasoline for your bucks these days.
In the past week, as the weather has stabilized a bit in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of regular unleaded has also evened out. Last week, it went up after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Now, the Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded has come back down 3 cents to $3.14 a gallon, about 39 cents less than a year ago at this time. The Gulf Coast has the cheapest gas right now, sitting at around $2.72 a gallon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniels today announcing that Tua Tagovailoa will return to practice this week. The quarterback at an NFL press conference today asked about the risk of continuing to play despite a history of concussions.
Every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything.
He says he loves the game. He was injured in game two of the season, has been on injured reserve since then. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that calling. for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambeau Elite, well, official Lambeau Elite. You know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Monday. Welcome to the program. Can America avoid another civil war? Seriously, interesting question. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, by the way, what are we, 15 days out, 16 days out? Something like that. One or the other. Now, Trump could drain Social Security in 6 years. Also, Texas has a new way to undercut important books. Yes, just reclassify them as fiction. We'll talk about those things today. Did you say 14? It's 14 days.
2 weeks tomorrow.
Wow. Oh, yeah, 2 weeks tomorrow. Well, that would be, yeah, okay. Trump's billionaire supporters have a plan to keep people from the polls. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. Also, three Republican states are suing the Food and Drug Administration because, get this, these three Republican-controlled states claim that they don't have enough 15-year-olds getting pregnant. I'm not making this up. I will read to you from the lawsuit in the second hour of the program. And a crazy alert, a church has made abortion a sacred religious right. Indeed. In the third hour of the program, who's tired of living in a man's world? And Elon Musk is telling Jews and Muslims how to hate each other. It's just wild what his PACs are doing. You know, the richest man in the world has decided that he really does not want America to be a democracy. I am convinced he wants America to be like apartheid South Africa. You know, the where he grew up, right? Just take us back there. Yeah. All right. And, you know, by the way, Kamala Harris at this moment is campaigning with Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania. So good step. And also, the New York Times has a fascinating profile on Jill Stein this morning, pointing out that her entire family asked her not to run. Seriously? It's like, really? All right. My op-ed over at HartmanReport.com today, can America avoid another civil war? You know, there's little doubt in my mind that if Donald Trump thought starting a civil war would help him either gain or hold power, he would do it. In fact, I think you could argue that January 6th could have been interpreted as just such an attempt, or at least, you know, the leading edge of such an attempt. And I think a lot of his cult members would follow him into that. But could they pull it off? And could America be on the edge of a possible second civil war? I mean, most people think the civil wars are caused when the downtrodden get sick and tired and rise up, right? Like the stories around the French Revolution. It's actually not what happened in the French Revolution, but that's the story, you know, Les Mis. You know, people think, oh, rich and powerful people don't start civil wars, right? It's got to be the poor people who start civil wars. Well, no, actually, it's almost always the rich and powerful people who start the civil wars. The American Civil War was started by rich plantation owners in the South. The Serbs, wealthy Serbs in power in the Balkans, started the Balkans War. The wealthy Sunnis in Iraq started the Iraq Civil War. I have been in three civil wars, in Colombia, in South Sudan, and in Uganda. And in all three of those civil wars, they were started by elites. They were all started by rich people. In fact, that's pretty much the norm. You know, for example, hang on just a second, let me get to my list here. The First Sudanese Civil War, the Angolan Civil War, the Yemeni Civil War, the Liberian Civil War, the Guatemalan Civil War, the Nigerian Civil War, the Spanish Civil War, the Russian Civil War, the Syrian Civil War, the Ugandan Civil War, the South Sudanese Civil War, the Colombian Civil War, and the Lebanese Civil War. Every single one of them started by rich and powerful people who saw the possibility, in some cases because of demographic change, in some cases because of political change, in some cases it was just exceptional circumstances, but saw the possibility that they would lose power. And so they launch a civil war to either gain or retain, typically retain, power. And that's exactly what's, you know, the situation that we're in right now. Right now, a few dozen morbidly rich members of America's elite, including the world's richest man, are using input occasionally provided by Vladimir Putin in ways that could very well start a 21st century American civil war. Barbara Walter is the Rohrer Professor of International Affairs at the School of Global Policy and Strategy at University of California, San Diego, and one of the world's leading experts on civil wars, violent extremism, and domestic terror. She's the author of five books, including most recently, How Civil Wars Start and How to Stop Them. And she identifies a bunch of factors that predictably create the conditions for a civil war. And today the United States meets basically all of them. The first factor that Barbara Walter identifies is that a country becomes an anocracy rather than a democracy. Now, anocracy, it was a new word for me when I heard this TED talk that Barbara Walter gave and then started reading her work. And what an anocracy is when a country looks like a democracy. It still has elections, it still has political contests, it still has, you know, peaceful transfers of power from one politician to another, one party to another. But basically, the country no longer serves its people. It only serves its elite. It's kind of a variation on oligarchy, I'd say. But it's, you know, basically the trappings of democracy are there, but the actuality of democracy is missing. And that's America right now. If you think back to the era from 1933 until 1981, during that 50-year period, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, yeah, 50-year period, during that period, Americans actually got what they wanted. I mean, you know, we got Social Security, the right to unionize, the minimum wage, unemployment insurance, high-quality public schools, nearly free colleges, food and housing support for the poor, Medicare, Medicaid, voting rights, low-cost health care, reasonably priced insurance, housing was affordable. All those things worked. In other words, government was working like a democracy. The politicians were doing what the people wanted. Wealthy elites were held in check by high taxation. Antitrust laws were enforced to prevent the formation of monopolies. Good government laws set rigid limits on dark money in politics. More than half of the members of Congress came from the middle class. And the result was CEOs only took 30 times what their workers did, and the power of the morbidly rich was held in check. But since the Reagan Revolution, that's been flipped on its head. Newt Gingrich in the 90s convinced Republicans never go along with Democrats, you know, just say no to everything Democrats want to do, no more compromise. Billionaires and giant corporations have essentially taken over our government ever since five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in the Buckley decision, the Bilotti decision, and the Citizens United decision said, oh yeah, money is the same thing as free speech, billionaires can own politicians, corporations can own politicians. No problem. Unlimited money in politics. Ever since then, we've seen that the average American no longer gets what they want from their government. I mean, I've done entire programs about, you know, what polls at over 70%. Free college, you know, Medicare for all, higher taxes on the rich, breaking up the big monopolies. I could go on, but We no longer get, you know, action on climate change. We no longer get those things because we've become an autocracy. So the number one, that she says, that's the number one thing that causes civil wars. The second thing is that the in-power elites, and this would be the Republican Party right now, view demographic changes or political changes that are going to end up kicking them out. They're going to lose their power. And so they fight back by starting a civil war. And that's why I think that if Donald Trump gets elected this time or manages to seize the White House by, you know, with the help of the Supreme Court, for example, or, you know, the election gets thrown to the House of Representatives, however it happens, I believe, I truly believe, he will do everything he can to start a civil war. He's already told us he's going to do that. He said he's going to send the military after Democrats like Adam Schiff and you and me. He said this. Well, that is the definition of a civil war. When the military comes after the people in the country, that's the beginning of a civil war. I mean, even Barry Goldwater, Richard Nixon, and Ronald Reagan were willing to collaborate or compromise and work with Democrats to get things done, but not Republicans anymore. A final factor that Barbara Walter points out is that there are over 400 million guns in America, and armed societies are much more vulnerable to violent civil wars than unarmed societies. Now, the good news is that if Trump loses decisively this fall and Republicans lose the House and Senate, then we could reverse the autocracy. We could go back to being a democracy. We could do that. And Kamala Harris has said these are her top two priorities, by getting control of money in politics and giving people an absolute right to vote, stopping the suppression of the vote. And, you know, that would be a wonderful thing. So here's these two options. Do we want Donald Trump and the probability of a civil war, or do we want Kamala Harris and Democrats taking the House and Senate and the probability of America actually moving forward and becoming more and more small D democratic? Those are our choices. At least that's how it looks to me. What say you? I'll pick up your calls in a little bit. I also, at first, I want to tell you about Trump draining Social Security in the next 6 years and how Texas is got this new bizarre book censorship strategy. It's truly bizarre. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Telling us lies so we'll never see. It's not the poor who ignite the fight. It's those with power clinging tight to their might. Can America avoid another civil war when the rich and the mighty cross every door? With fear and division, they'll tear us apart. But can we find unity before it starts? We've seen it before. The powerful rise. Holding tight to the wealth.
23 minutes past the hour. Washington Post has a fascinating piece today by Julie Zalmer Wheel. The headline is Trump proposals could drain Social Security in 6 years, budget group says. And basically, a couple of proposals that Donald Trump has. Number one, he does not want to lift the cap. He does not want people making more than $168,000 a year to have to pay anything in Social Security taxes. He wants to maintain the status quo on that. So All of his proposals would actually drain money from Social Security. The first is to do away with the tax on Social Security income, or on the tax on Social Security as income. That tax actually goes right back into the Social Security Trust Fund. Even though it's an income tax, essentially, it goes into the Social Security Trust Fund. And that would cost the program over $1 trillion over a 10-year period. And then his pledge to deport millions of undocumented workers would cost the trust fund billions of dollars, because these people pay into the fund and then they don't take benefits out of it. You add all that up, and it says that Social Security under Trump would hit the point where it would have to cut benefits in 2031, which is, what, 7 years from now? Yeah, right, if I'm doing math in my head fast enough. On the other hand, you know, Kamala Harris is talking about raising the cap, saying people make over $400,000 a year, they start paying back into Social Security, you know, just like all the rest of us do, the same percentage. And that would make Social Security solvent forever, and it would give Social Security enough money that it could actually raise benefits. Meanwhile, down in Texas, they figured out a new way to scam kids with regard to books. A right-wing group is complaining about a book called Colonization and the Wampanoag Story by Linda Coombs. It's a nonfiction book about how this native tribe was basically destroyed by the colonists. It's a story of genocide. And they have now, this is in Montgomery County near Houston, as a result of a single resident in this East Texas county, a right-winger, saying, I object to this book. They bowed to pressure from conservatives, and they moved the book from the nonfiction section to the fiction section, where it's less likely to be seen and almost certainly won't be used for things like book reports and like that. The Texas Freedom to Read Project has now gotten 34,000 signatures demanding that the commissioners reinstate the book. According to PEN America, Texas is second in the nation in book banning, with 1,567 titles removed in the last 2 years. Only Florida, with 5,107 books banned, is worse. Banning books is not a sign of a healthy democracy. It's not. It's not the sign of a healthy anything. It's a sign of a sick society. But here we are. What's on your mind? What say you about all this? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Speaking the truth, some multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us, and we're now also live on the Substack app as video. Check it out. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Teaming the campaign through Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin today, VP Kamala Harris, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Wyoming Republican, in Waukesha County, Wisconsin tonight, Cheney on Donald Trump.
If you wouldn't hire somebody to babysit your kids, like, you shouldn't make that guy the president of the United States. I mean, that's like...
At a Christian Believers in Ballots event in Concord, North Carolina, former President Trump said that his life has been in the hand of God, leading him to where he's today. Not amused that Mr. Trump told a story at a rally about other men admiring her father's private parts and locker room showers, Peggy Palmer Ware, daughter of the late golf great Arnold Palmer, disputing Mr. Trump's false claims about FEMA hurricane recovery money going to illegal immigrants, FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell.
No money out of the disaster relief fund has gone to anyone but somebody impacted by a disaster.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019. And as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems, and older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bear's Jeremy Allen White has been cast as the boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release of sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. Oh. Let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking in prank, too. All right. I happen to like
it's
you guys.
Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
We've got to fight for every voice to be heard.
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Larry in Rockford, Illinois. Hey, Larry, what's up?
On Friday, you said you were in favor of limited tariffs, and my food for thought is tariffs doesn't address the ownership of the business or the divide between shareholders and employees, and doesn't increase what employees get paid. To raise wages, I think we need to promote the creation of employee-owned cooperatives. They're not going to move overseas, and it's the employees who profit, so we don't need tariffs to increase wages. That after the election, I'd like to go into more depth as to two other things I'd suggest. To make job creation self-funding and provide a new funding source for the community. But not to change the subject, I did some math on the cost of the former president's upcoming trade war, and the costs are insane. Can I share those?
Sure. If it's brief.
Okay, we currently have 158 million private sector jobs, and if everyone is going to pay $2,000 in increased cost, we started losing jobs in 1998 at a rate of about 450,000 a year. And if they came back at that rate, each new job would have to pay for about 300 existing jobs. So each new job would have to create at least $600,000 in new revenue for other people for them to break even. Yeah. On the cost.
Yeah, Larry, I guarantee you, yeah. You have lost virtually all of our listeners at this point. But you're also, yeah. Your premise and your putting words in my mouth are incorrect. I did not say that we should use tariffs to raise wages here in the United States. What I said is tariffs move manufacturing back to the United States. When you move manufacturing back to the United States, you are creating jobs here in the United States. And I get it that they're not going to be as heavily labor intensive as they were before they left. There's going to be more robots and things like that. But nonetheless, you're increasing the number of open positions, as it were, in the United States. When you increase the number of jobs that are available, you're increasing the competition for labor. When you increase the competition for labor, that will cause the cost of labor to go up. So that will, in other words, raise wages. So you could make the argument the tariffs will raise wages. But they do it by increasing the number of jobs in the United States because you're bringing manufacturing back here. If you walk through a Walmart and you look at everything for sale in that Walmart, 100% of everything in that Walmart in 1980 was manufactured in the United States. In fact, Sam Walton had built posters made that said that. He was proud of it. Today, of course, nothing in the Walmart is made in the United States. If all those things in that Walmart were made in the United States, it would create hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, probably millions of jobs. And employers would then have to compete for those workers because you're not, suddenly producing millions more people. So, it could have that impact. But the main point of a tariff is to keep your manufacturing domestic. And my argument is not just one about labor. It's also one about national security. This was why Alexander Hamilton and George Washington put tariffs into place in the first place. It's why Franklin Roosevelt passed the Buy America Act that specified that all federal purchases must be from American manufacturers, something that essentially Ronald Reagan stopped and we haven't really returned to. So, that's my argument, Larry.
But I'd still argue employee-owned cooperatives.
Oh, I'm all in favor of employee-owned co-ops. I wrote a book, Rebooting the American Dream. You know, I think it was 14 Steps to Rebuild America. It's the one Bernie read on the floor of the Senate during his filibuster. And there's a whole chapter in there about employee-owned cooperatives. I wrote a chapter about that in my book, Screwed. I'm 100% in favor of employee-owned co-ops. But an employee, but you know, if a bunch of employees got together and said, "Hey, we're going to start manufacturing something that you can buy in Walmart. We're going to start manufacturing children's clothing. We're going to start manufacturing toys," and again, they can't compete with toys made in China or in Vietnam because the labor there is less than $1 an hour, and here it's going to be $15 an hour, then, you know, they're going to go bankrupt. If you want those employee-owned co-ops to have something to make, assuming that they're in the manufacturing business, then you've got to bring that manufacturing back to our shores. So, and like I said, I think it's a national security issue, too. We can't build a battleship right now without parts from China. That's crazy. So, Larry, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hi. Nice to talk with you, Tom. I'm a man in my 80s, and growing up, I basically got through school by keeping my eyes and ears open and listening to people exactly what they say. And when Donald Trump talks about Putin, he kind of goes into a dream state, you know, when he's saying, well, he's a genius and he's the richest man in the world. And he kind of, if you watch him, he puts his head back and he goes into a dream state like, I'm going to be richer than him.
I think he envies
Putin. I'm going to have Fort Knox.
He wants to be America's Putin. I mean, he's doing everything except shout that at us. Whether he's afraid of Putin, whether Putin's got blackmail on him, or whether he just, you know, loves Putin desperately and wants to be like Putin, which I think is actually probably more likely. I don't know. I don't know which of those two things. It could be both.
He's thinking that he's going to get Fort Knox and he'll be richer than Putin.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Exactly.
One
yeah.
other thing that worries me is about these rich guys that are getting control of all the TV and newspapers and everything that's in the future that I won't be able to get you because they're going to black you out. I have satellite TV and I won't be able to get a lot of the stuff that I watch.
I think there's always going to be, we'll always find a way to get a message out. I mean, you know, barring a total fascist takeover of the United States. I'm not so concerned about that. Rick, thanks for the call. Glenn in Houston, Texas. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, today is October 21st, and I've yet to see a surprise.
Where's you don't think October? A billionaire offering $1 million a day to bribe people to vote for Trump is an October surprise?
Well, yeah, I guess it is. But I was thinking, well, maybe it'd be more like, well, you know, the Access Hollywood tapes, they don't work anymore. That's been normalized. I mean, Trump could go rape a woman on Fifth Avenue and the white evangelicals wouldn't faze him at all.
Well, he already has. I think Bloomingdale's is on Fifth Avenue. I might be wrong.
Not on the corner of Fifth Avenue. Let me put it that way.
Pardon
me. Anyway, the only thing I saw was when Bob Woodward came out and said that, well, Trump gave Putin all these COVID-19 tests for free, and that didn't move the needle at all.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, my thought was the October surprise is Trump himself. You know, what he talked about there, what was it, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, where he talked about Arnold Palmer Johnson?
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
I'm thinking, you know, I think Trump, he's suffering from crowd size.
Maybe.
Indie.
It turns out that kind of rhetoric is actually getting him votes with young men. And this is now their closing strategy is to try and get men under 30, and by the way, women used to outnumber men under 30 voting, and that is changing. Men under 30 are signing up to vote now in large numbers, and many of them are doing so because they've been activated by Trump and Musk. So you know there is a good reason to be concerned here. Glenn, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. On the Civil War thing, I think it's virtually certain. The only question I have is timeline and intensity, which is true of any war. But, you know, if you look at the right-wing conservative American and their infatuation with Russia throughout history is a good place to look. I would start with, like, maybe John Randolph of Roanoke. Very interesting. You know, he was appointed ambassador to Russia by Andrew Jackson. And basically, Russia has always had this rather unapologetic, religiously-based authoritarianism. And you're right. Putin dressed in a three-piece suit and rode on a tank, all right, at the Kremlin. Donald Trump, he's basically in a three-piece suit, and he's ahead of the American police state that was started by George Bush. And frankly, so he's in the police car, if you will. So the thing is, if you look at, like, there's an epistemic crisis in America, two different sets of facts, and it's caused a completely divergent worldview. And Russia and China are both sophisticated adversaries, and they're not just stopping with a president, okay? They're exploiting this cultural fault line we have. And it will lead to eventual, secession.
So, Dave, you're a former intelligence officer. How would you see a civil war in America starting?
Well, I'm guessing a civil war in America will start when, all right, if Trump gets elected, what they'll do is there will be states that will absolutely refuse to take away rights. Okay, it's a bad precedent when you start taking away rights. And Trump will more than likely, he will lie about things, and Russia and China will exploit it, like on the nuclear issue. But frankly, Tom, if I could real quick before you cut me off, you are the expert because you have a lot of background in secessionist movements. If I was you, I would get whoever you decide is the most dedicated secessionist. Maybe the Hawaii one's pretty dedicated. Find somebody and bring them on and ask them. Yeah. Ask them what they think. I've never been involved in a secessionist movement.
Well, we've had secessionist movement people on from Alaska, from Vermont, from Oregon. That's right. Yeah. And so, yeah, Dave, thank you. Thank you very much. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Wow. A lot to talk about here. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Group.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. By the way, did I mention we are live on the Substack app? You can check it out on your phone. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and say the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading.
53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. We just heard from Jen Senko, whose book and movie, you know, The Brainwashing of My Dad, is all about what Fox News did to her dad. It's a nice coincidence that that song popped up out of rotation there. Robert in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Well, as you know, I'm worried like so many other people about the future, and given that the election's almost here, I was wondering, like, based on, like, the data and everything else you like look at and everything. I was wondering if you like had an answer to who do you think might win in November? Like, would we have freedom winning or would we have democracy dying with thunderous applause? Like, what is your take on it?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that Kamala Harris is going to overwhelmingly win the national popular vote. And if we had an actual democracy, you know, if the person that most people voted for became president, you know, and keep in mind the last Republican who was elected with a majority of the votes, you know, initially elected was George Herbert Walker Bush in 1988. So it's been that long. But number one, Kamala Harris is going to get the majority of the vote. The Electoral College, though, which is what decides who becomes president, that's a whole different thing. And I believe she's going to walk away with the Electoral College, too. But I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want people to feel like they can rest on their laurels. I really think that that's what happened in 2016, that an awful lot of people just thought, I mean, because it was just such conventional wisdom. Hillary Clinton's going to walk away with this thing. That Donald Trump guy is a clown. The Republicans don't even like him. You know, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think that, I don't think voters are as sanguine this time. I don't think they're as certain that Kamala Harris is going to win. And so I'm guessing that, and I think we're seeing this in our turnout numbers. So I'm guessing that she's going to walk away with that too. Robert, thank you for the call. Joe in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Let me get off the speakerphone here.
That's okay. Just keep it close to your mouth and, oh, Joe just vanished. That's the problem. Sue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I got a question for you. I'll listen to your answer off the air. What it is, I have an acquaintance who's a Trump supporter, and he feels as though if Kamala gets in, there's going to be World War III. Probably because he doesn't trust her on the foreign policies. And what is your take on that? And what do you think? How should
Trump?
You know?
Trump has said that if he becomes president, he's going to basically give Ukraine to Russia. If that happens, Putin and his generals, and two of his generals, have already said Ukraine is just the first. They're going to go after the Baltic states next, which means they're going to go after NATO. Which means there will be a world war. So if you elect Donald Trump, based on what Trump himself is saying he's going to do, he's also said that he's ambivalent about defending Taiwan against China. And that, again, could start a world war. If China thinks that they can pull it off, they'll do it. So I think that the strong position that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are taking, that we defend democracies around the world, we will defend Taiwan, we will defend Ukraine, against China, against Russia, I think that those positions prevent war. As Ronald Reagan said, peace through strength, right? This has been the position of the United States for centuries and should continue to be. So I would tell that to your friend, Sue, because I think he's got it absolutely backwards. Sue, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Trump's billionaire supporters have a plan to keep people from the polls, shall we say? And also, a church has made abortion a sacred religious right. I'll tell you about that, too.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent, with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.